neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
To light the Nerot Hanukkah at 5:10 p.m. sharp, and the deadline will be 5:20. So from 5:10, you have the second chance to 5:20. That is half an hour. So 20 minutes after sundown. Yeah, but right away you have to light. So now, if one was not able to light the Nerot Hanukkah at this timing, that is 20 minutes after sundown, and deadline is half an hour after sundown, he is permitted to light the Nerot Hanukkah till in the morning at dawn. That is about 5:35. But the condition should be when one comes home. He has to have two people awake. I don't suggest to wake him up to be able to say the beracha. But if you don't have two members of the family awake, then you will not be able to say the beracha with hadlakat nerot. And also eating is not permitted half an hour before the time of the lighting the candles. Yes. But that's only when they have some people in the house. And also work, learning Torah, sleeping, eating bread more than 60 gram is not permitted because that's the precaution that might be causing that one forgets to light the Nerot Hanukkah. So even work, learning, eating, taking a nap is not permitted. That's half an hour before the time of the lighting the Nerot Hanukkah. So that means 5:10 is the first time and 5:20 is the last time. So half an hour before it, you have to be right, ready to observe the mitzvah.
Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.